In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brethren in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Leprosy was feared as a horrible disease and still is. To this day, it is incurable. Persons or objects afflicted with this disease can pollute others. For these reasons, many preventative instructions were given in the Bible to avoid catching this disease. Anyone who enters a polluted house must cleanse himself, and if a person eats or lies down, both washing and laundering are necessary. A leper is to be excluded from habitations. And when a person recovers from the affliction, purification rites are performed on him. Fabrics infected with leprosy are to be burned, and building materials so infected must be discarded outside the habitation. Even the lepers in the Talmud were considered dead. And this is why in this case today in the Gospels reading, the lepers, the 10 lepers, kept a distance from Jesus and called upon him to have mercy upon them. Those 10 lepers were inhabited by both the fear of life and fear of death. Their illness made their life too difficult, too overwhelming, and too painful. Facing their own mortality was a frightening experience to them, because this disease left them experiencing chronic pain, having to face living life with disfigurement and loss of social and physical function. The treatment, however, came when Jesus cleansed them without a touch. He didn't touch them, without a word, but by his silent power and simple will. Christ had been once for all announced as the healer of this sickness and even the healer of our sicknesses and sins, and had proved himself as such by his act of healing. This passage contradicts the modern health and wealth gospel. At its core, the health and wealth gospel teaches that God recompenses increasing levels of faith with greater amounts of wealth and health. Therefore, in reading the passage of this morning, the health and wealth gospel is easy to be rejected based on this only single passage. The 10 lepers were healed, all of them alike, without any difference. However, one of them, through goodness of will, returned thanks the Lord looking for the nine and praising the one showed that he was ever anxious to help even those who were unmindful to his kindness. Many people today believe that you can hardly turn a page of scriptures without encountering something having to do with physical health. To them, physical health alone permeates the kingdom of God. To them, bodily healing constituted 1/3 of Jesus' ministry. Of course, we have seen this morning that the healing power of Jesus Christ is in restoring the health of the 10 lepers. But the restoration of health was not just a healing, not just a physical healing, but also an intensive, an incentive to glorify God. If you read the Gospel this morning of St. Luke, St. Luke said, one of them turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. It is not by accident that the church chose the passage from the 2 Corinthians to be read this morning, which ends with this verse, for it is for all your sake, so that the grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. This is the end of the epistles, of the epistle reading today. This means that without doubt, though the ungrateful one had gained their well-being, yet their failure in this godly duty arose from ungodliness of heart and from their unwillingness to return to God. There was only one who went back to God, and this was a sign of his healing, not only from his physical leprosy, but from his spiritual one. And if we are healed, we show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. Brethren in Christ, the sins of the soul make a more offensive leprosy. Yet we do not perceive their horrible symptoms, and so we sense no urgency to purge them out. So the drunkard failed to recognize how disgusting stale wine is, while one who is sober perceives the difference easily. So with sins, one who lives soberly sees easily the mire and the stain, but one who gives himself up to wickedness, like one made drowsy with drunkenness, does not even realize that he is ill. And this is the worst aspect of evil, that it does not allow those who fall into it even to see the seriousness of their own diseased state. But as they lie in their sins, they think they are enjoying the perfumes. So they do not have the slightest inclination to free themselves. And when full of spiritual leprosy, they act like those who pride themselves in good health. Brethren in Christ, only through the spirit of faith we could free ourselves from this spiritual leprosy. Our gospel is not the gospel of wealth and health, nor the gospel of hygiene and sanitation. It is the gospel of faith, where the life of Jesus Christ is manifested in our mortal flesh. And this morning was manifested in the declaration of Jesus Christ, "Rise and go your way, your faith has made you well." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.